Hi guys, it's Ed from Medics Money here. There have been multiple changes made to the UK taxation system for the 2024 to 2025 tax year, some of which were announced quite a while ago. So stick around if you want to know what has changed. And if you're watching on YouTube, please do hit the like and subscribe buttons. And if you listen on our podcast, then please do leave a review if you can. It all really helps us spread the word. And now I've made Tommy happy by saying that, let's get on with it.
The Medics Money podcast helps doctors, dentists, and other professionals make better financial decisions. Hosted by myself, Dr. Tommy Perkins, a GP.
And by me, Dr. Ed Cantelow, a GP, but also a chartered accountant and chartered tax advisor.
This podcast is for general information only and does not constitute any form of advice, and tax allowances and rates are subject to change.
With an autumn statement last year, a Scottish Government budget in December 2023 and a UK budget in March just gone, there have been multiple changes made to the tax system for the tax year ended 5th of April 2025, or the 2024 to 2025 tax year. Other changes have been made previously, but are only just taken effect. And of course, a new tax year means new allowances, such as the ISA allowance, are refreshed. Today, we're going to run through some of the key changes that took place on 6th of April 2024, when the new tax year came in. The biggest changes for the new tax year relate to National Insurance, with these changes being the centrepiece of the UK Government's 2023 Autumn Statement and March 2024 budget. Now, for employees in the UK, the headline rate of Class 1 National Insurance contributions had already been cut from 12% to 10% as of the 6th of January 2024. As of the 6th of April 2024, this has been reduced further to 8%. For the self-employed, including any self-employed GB locums listening and any GB partners, the headline rate of Class 4 National Insurance contributions has been reduced from 9% to 6% as of 6th of April 2024. Also, Class 2 National Insurance contributions have been changed significantly and abolished for most of the self-employed. For those of you who aren't aware, Class 2 National Insurance contributions, that's set as a weekly amount of £3.45 per week that the self-employed usually have to pay as a way to get a National Insurance contribution credit towards their state pension and other benefits, even if their profits were too low to pay National Insurance or if they made a loss. Now, effectively, from the 6th of April 2024, a person with profits in excess of £12,570 no longer has to pay Class 2 National Insurance. Where profits are at least £6,725, the person will continue to receive access to contributory benefits, such as a state pension. And where profits are under £6,275 or a loss is made, the person can make voluntary Class 2 National Insurance contributions at the rate of £3.45 per week in order to get access to contributory benefits, such as the state pension. So for most GP locums and GP partners and anyone else who is operating as a sole trader or in a partnership, hopefully your profits are above £12,570 and Class 2 National Insurance will no longer be payable. Okay, well, that's National Insurance. So let's talk about income tax. In terms of income tax, the biggest changes coming into effect from 6th of April 2024 affect Scottish taxpayers after the Scottish Government's budget on the 19th of December 2023. These changes mainly affect high earners. Firstly, a new tax band has been introduced from the 6th of April 2024 for those earning between £75,000 and £125,140, with a corresponding tax rate of 45%, which they've called the advanced rate. With this new rate, there are now 6 income tax rates in Scotland compared to only 3 in the rest of the UK. Secondly, the top rate of income tax in Scotland, which applies to incomes over £125,140, has been increased from 47% to 48%. At the lower end, both the starter band and the basic band thresholds have been increased in line with inflation, while the rest of the thresholds have been frozen. So any taxpayers earning more than £75,000 are going to see quite big increases in their tax liabilities. Moving away from Scotland, for all taxpayers in the UK, the dividend allowance has been reduced further. Now, in the tax year, there is a certain level of dividends which can be received without any income tax being due. Strictly, income tax is charged at 0% for that amount. This is £500 now for the 2024 to 2025 tax year, having been cut from £2,000 in 2022 to 2023 to £1,000 in 2023 to 2024 to £500 in this new tax year. Some estimates, including those from HMRC, suggest that this will affect up to 1.8 million individuals who are receiving dividends. In potentially better news for 2024 to 2025 onwards, there has also been a change to the income threshold for filing a self-assessment tax return, which has now been abolished. Previously, if your income exceeded £100,000, then HMRC would require you to file a tax return. And this had been raised to £150,000 for the previous tax year just gone. This has now been completely abolished. So if this was the only reason a taxpayer had to submit a self-assessment tax return, they would no longer be required to do so. And the government expects that this change will remove the requirement for up to 338,000 taxpayers to submit a tax return. So if you filed a tax return or have to file a tax return for the previous tax year, and that was only because of your level of earnings, you no longer have to file a tax return. So capital gains tax now. There are two changes that affect capital gains tax. Well, firstly, the annual tax-free allowance for capital gains for individuals has been reduced again to £3,000. It was over £12,000 in the 2022 to 2023 tax year, but the 2022 autumn statement reduced that to £6,000 last tax year and now £3,000 in this new tax year as part of the government's desire to raise extra tax revenue. Secondly, the government surprised everyone in the recent budget by reducing the higher rate of capital gains tax on residential property gains from 28% to 24%. This may be of interest to those of you who own more than one residential property, because when you go on to sell that property, you should end up paying a reduced amount of capital gains tax liability. What else has changed? Okay, well, several other changes came into effect as of 6th of April 2024. One of the most significant relates to the high income child benefit charge, which was originally introduced by George Osborne in 2013 and has never been changed. This high income child benefit charge claws back child benefit from those higher earners who are receiving child benefit. Now, in the recent spring budget, the charge now applies where the income of the recipient of child benefit or their partner's income is £60,000 or more. Okay, that's been increased from £50,000. And child benefit is withdrawn at the rate of 1% for every £200 of income in excess of the £60,000 mark and up to £80,000. So child benefit is then clawed back in full where the person's income is £80,000 or more, or their partner's income is £80,000 or more. This has been increased from £60,000. So a big jump in the applicable thresholds. By April 2026, the government's aim is for this charge to be administered on a household basis rather than an individual basis, but they're still trying to work out the details of how to do that. Don't forget that if you are entitled to claim child benefit but don't want to, because you then just have to repay it back under this charge, it's still better to opt out on the child benefit form than to do nothing at all. So many people will say to themselves, well, I could claim child benefit, but I'm just going to have to repay it back, so why bother doing anything at all? But actually, on the child benefit claim form, you can tick a box that says, I want to opt out of claiming child benefit. And that's seen as better in terms of getting a credit towards your state pension. In 2023, the government announced a major extension of childcare support in England. The first phase of the scheme is being rolled out from April 2024, when eligible working parents of two-year-olds will be entitled to 15 hours of childcare a week, typically for 38 weeks a year. From September 2024, 15 hours childcare support will be extended to eligible working parents with a child from 9 months old. And for completeness, from September 2025, support will reach 30 hours for eligible working parents with a child from 9 months old to school age. Okay, what about other changes? Well, in terms of pensions, the lifetime allowance has been abolished from the 6th of April 2024. Ahead of this change, legislation was introduced to prevent individuals from becoming liable to a new lifetime allowance charge from the 6th of April 2023 onwards, but now the lifetime allowance itself has completely been abolished. Now, of course, the Labour Party have committed themselves currently to bringing the lifetime allowance back in if they win the next election, so who knows how long this will last for, but currently, as it stands, the lifetime allowance has been abolished. Okay, and just for completeness, there is still a cap of 25% of the former lifetime allowance that applies to any pension commencement lump sums, just for your awareness. In terms of ISAs, firstly, the £20,000 ISA allowance will have been refreshed as of 6th of April 2024 for all taxpayers over the age of 18. So we all have a new allowance. Up to £4,000 of this £20,000 can be put into a lifetime ISA if you're eligible to do so. The £9,000 junior ISA allowance has also been refreshed from the 6th of April 2024. Secondly, new to this tax year, for the first time, you can set up multiple cash or stocks and shares ISAs in the same tax year. Previously, you could only set up one of each type. Now, you may or may not want to do this, you know, in terms of whether you do this or not. Sometimes it's better to put all the money that you can save into an ISA into one ISA. Sometimes though, you know, it may be beneficial if you're locked in somehow into an ISA and there's a more beneficial ISA out there, which you now want to take advantage of, you know, it may be advantageous to set up a new ISA. It's all very much personal circumstance dependent, but you now have that flexibility, which you didn't have before. And of course, note that ISAs are more important than they've ever been. Now that the dividend allowance has been cut even further, now that the capital gains tax-free allowance has been cut even further, ISAs shield any income and gains from tax. So now more than ever, it's important where you can to try and utilize those ISA allowances. You know, if you can, not everyone has the means to do so. There are many, many changes that have taken place from the 6th of April 2024. Some other ones that may be of interest, maybe not, but some that may be of interest include the following. So number one, from April 2024, all non-UK charities are no longer eligible for UK charitable tax reliefs, such as gift aid. So if you were making donations to offshore charities, you may or you won't anymore get any eligibility for gift aid if you make those donations. Secondly, the VAT threshold at which a business must register for VAT has been increased from £85,000 to £90,000, which may be applicable to any of you guys with private practice, for example. If you're hovering around that threshold, you know, there's now a bit of extra leeway before you have to register for VAT. And don't forget that the inheritance tax annual exemption of £3,000 has been refreshed. So you can gift up to £3,000, and that will be exempt from inheritance tax. Don't forget, you can also carry forward the previous tax year's £3,000 if you haven't utilised that already. That was a whistle-stop tour of the changes that have come into effect from the 6th of April 2024. I hope you found that useful. If you've got any comments on YouTube, any questions, we do our best to try and answer them where we can. So please do feel free to leave a comment or ask a question. But otherwise, all of you guys, take care, and I'll see you on the next podcast and video. Cheers, bye-bye.